We gave Musa the book and appointed his brother Harun as a deputy with him and said to them, both of you should go to the people who have denied our revelations. But those people rejected our rasuls. As a result, we had to destroy them with utter destruction. Likewise, the people of Nuh, we drowned when they rejected the rasuls and made them an example for mankind. And we have prepared a painful punishment for such wrongdoers. The nations of Ad and Thamud were also destroyed, and so were the dwellers of Arras, and many generations between them. We admonished each of them by citing examples of those who were destroyed before them. Even then they rejected our revelations. So we exterminated each one of them. These unbelievers must have passed by that town which was destroyed by a fatal rain, had they not seen its ruins. But the fact of the matter is that they do not believe in the life hereafter. Whenever they see you, they scoff at you, saying, is this the man whom Allah has sent as a Rasul? Had we not stood firm, he would have turned us away from our gods. Very soon, when faced with punishment, they will realize who actually went off the right way. Have you ever seen the one who has taken his own desires as his god? Would you take the responsibility of guiding him? Or do you think that the most of them listen or try to understand? They are nothing but animals. Nay, they are even further off the track.